My name is Cal. I am the associate pastor here at the church, and it's just good to be with you. Christmas is almost here. Some people are excited. Come on, Christmas is almost here. Woo! And now we have the top of our tree lit. Awesome. Yeah, you ever have those problems, right, with your Christmas trees, and you got, you know, one light goes out, and then a bunch of them go out, and anyhow, who loves Christmas? Who's a Christmas fanatic? Okay, I need a couple volunteers, a couple adults, a volunteer or a teenager who's a Christmas fanatic. Just give me a hand. Who's going to help me? I'm not going to embarrass you, I promise. Right over there, I see someone pointing at someone over there. Okay, right there. Come on up, Don. There's one. Colleen, come on up. Come on up. All right. Come on up. I want you both to come up here with me. Yeah, give them a hand. Just watch the cords that you don't trip. I'll just grab this microphone. So what we're going to do with you two, come on up. Right up here, right there. Get in the light. Come into the light. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a little test on your Christmas knowledge. So Don, you come over here. Colleen, you come right over here, okay? So this is just to kind of just see how good you are with your Christmas knowledge. And this is a game called Do You Know What I Know? All right. You might. I hope you do. So we're going to go back and forth, each of you questions, and just see how much do you know. So let's get the first question. Don, this is going to be your question. First question. Oh, I can't even read it. There, if we look backwards. The red and white costume of Santa Claus was made popular by which drink manufacturer? Don?
I don't know.
Oh, time for a steal? Oh, come on. You can't say anything. Cheaters. Cheaters. It is Coca-Cola. Write it. Put it up. Yeah, Coca-Cola. Okay. Colleen, this is your question now. Let's look back here. What is the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's partner from the play A Christmas Carol?
I don't like that movie.
Shh.
Cratchit.
No. That's wrong. What is the answer? Jacob Marley. Not to be confused with Bob Marley. Okay. Done. Next question. Here, let's look up here. Which country can be credited with the creation of the Christmas beverage eggnog? Take a guess.
Germany.
Nice try. That's correct. Incorrect. Oh, I saw you saw it, you cheater. She's trying to play. It's like, oh, I didn't see anything. What are you talking about? It is?
England.
Okay. This is your turn. Your question. Which country does St. Nicholas originally belong to?
Europe somewhere.
Do you have any idea?
Netherlands.
Netherlands? No, it is Turkey. Wow. Some of these are pretty hard questions, eh? That's why we eat turkey, yes. It's a good one. Okay, we're not done yet. Let's keep going. Next question. Don, this is for you. On the third day of Christmas, no hints, what does my true love give to me?
The third day of Christmas, my true love gives to me two turtle doves.
Any idea?
It's only Christmas.
Colleen, any idea?
Three French hens.
We have a correct answer. All right. Okay, next one. Colleen. Which is the most famous Christmas ballet of all time?
The Nutcracker.
The Nutcracker! Well done. Okay, Don, next question. Which country was the first to use the tradition of Christmas trees?
That was the Netherlands.
You had it earlier on a different one. Not the Netherlands.
Switzerland?
No.
It's not Turkey.
It's not Turkey.
England.
No, it is Germany. Hey, a lot of people knew that. It's good. Okay, Colleen, here we go. Your question. Which country is the largest exporter of Christmas trees?
Canada.
It is Canada. Woo! Okay, a few more. Here we go. Next one. How do you say Merry Christmas in Spanish? No heads. No heads. Colleen?
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Yes. Okay, Colleen, next question. What is the French name for Santa Claus? We live in a bilingual country. You should know this.
Something pear.
Partridge in a pear tree? Any idea?
I know.
You're close. It's Père Noël. All right. Okay, next question. After leaving Bethlehem, to which country did Joseph and Mary and Jesus travel to? Any idea, Don?
Yes.
But it's way back.
Judah.
Judah, nice try. It is?
Egypt.
Egypt, correct. And next, last question here. Actually, second last question. According to the Bible, what was Jesus born in?
In a stable. In a manger?
In a manger. Very good. Okay. Final question. See if you can get it. Bonus question. In World War I, during Christmas, there was an impromptu truce while soldiers from both the German-speaking and English-speaking sides sang which Christmas carol together?
Silent Night?
What do you think?
The First Noel.
It is Silent Night! Well done. I have a little prize for you for your participation. There you go. Some Hershey's kisses with peppermint style.
Do we get one here?
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful kiss. Right on. All right. Thank you for your participation. See, if you participate, you get something, even if you get everything wrong. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Everybody's doing all right this morning? I better be able to get this thing going here so I can actually talk. All right, so we've been going through a series lately called Do You Hear What I Hear? It's based off of that song, Do You Hear What I Hear? And 2 weeks ago, Jeff spoke, and he talked about Do You See What I See? And then last week, Ben spoke, and he spoke about Do You Hear What I Hear? This week, it's my turn to speak, and I'm going to speak about Do You Know What I Know? So this is going to be a very short sermon then. I do have a saying, actually a motto. One of my mottos is, the more I know, the more I know I don't know very much. Anybody else like that? Yeah, the older you get, you realize, yeah. Anyhow, so we are going to talk about this song again. We've been going through this song. So in this Christmas carol, we see a star that was dancing in the night. We hear about a song ringing through the night, and now we know about a son born and shivering in the cold. So verse 3 of the song says this. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace wall, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. So in this story, in this carol, this Christmas carol, we have a story of a shepherd telling the king some really important news. A special child has been born. And the shepherd tells the king, this is such a special occasion, we should bring him gifts, silver and gold. I don't know, but my practical mind works like, well, if he's shivering in the cold, shouldn't you just bring him a blanket? That'd be much more useful, right? But silver and gold, although with silver and gold, you could buy lots of blankets, so I guess that would work too. But do you know what I know? It's an interesting question. My first thought, if I already have that question posed to me, is, well, tell me what you know, and then I'll let you know if I know what you know. Do you know what I know? So it reminds me, actually, of when our kids were really small, we played this little game. When the kids were unhappy or a little bit grumpy, we would try and make them smile, and it really was simple. It was just called, I know something. And so we would kind of look into their face and they knew it was a joke, and it was like, I know something. And then they would try to not smile, and then they'd start smiling, and then we could go on with things. Well, one time we were playing this game. One time actually Chrissy was with the two girls, and Jade, our oldest, she was really grumpy for some reason. And so Chrissy, instead of doing that herself, she told Jasmine, our youngest one, to say, "Hey, say into Jade's ear, say to Jade, I know something." So Jasmine knew the game and how it went. So she goes up to Jade and goes, "I know something." And Jade was like, trying to hold up. And then she starts to giggle. And then Jasmine, when she sees that she's won, she goes, she turns back to Chrissy, Mom, tell me, what do I know? She thought there really was something that we knew, but there wasn't. Anyhow, do you know what I know? This is a question not about what is your vast knowledge. This is a question about a really important piece of knowledge. News worth knowing about. In other words, I heard some fantastic news. Did you? Do you know what I know? So before we get into the scripture, let me dig a little farther into what it means to know something. To know something is to apprehend or to understand. The problem with today about knowing something is we live in the age of fake news, right? You know, with the amount of ability for people around the world to get on the internet and post whatever they want through social media or whatever, it's hard sometimes to know what is true because there's a lot of things that are out there that are misleading, that are just opinion, or that are outright false. So it's important that we understand that the source of information is important to the validity of that information. But I wanted you to know that even with a good source, you also have to factor in and be aware that there's always going to be someone's subjectivity, their perspective, their ideas, their agenda. That will play into the information, including what you're going to hear from me today. So there's much information out there that aren't actually facts, but opinion and preference. You know, statements like, Hawaiian pizza is the best kind of pizza. Or yellow is the nicest color. Or mushrooms are disgusting. Or, this is going to be a controversial one, Ford trucks are the best money can buy. These are actually, all those statements are going to bring about disagreements. Because they're not actually based on a universal truth. They're based on opinions. Just for clarity, I do not necessarily think any of those statements are true, except for the mushroom one. They are really gross as far as I'm concerned. Oh, don't walk out at me now. He said mushrooms were gross. I'm out of here. But there are things that we can know universally. They're not just opinion or preference. Things like mathematics. 2 + 2 = 4. That is a universal truth. There's many other researchable facts that we can find. I just researched a couple little things. This was an interesting one. The tiny hair cells in your inner ear are what translate sound waves to electricity to send to your brain so you can understand sound. That's a truth. That's a universal truth. Water expands by 9% when it freezes. That is a researchable truth. I, right now, am speaking English to you. Whether it's good or bad, doesn't matter. That is a researchable truth. There are many things that are researchable truths. I'm going to brag on someone right now, but I won't say her name because she might be embarrassed. I don't know if she's here. But there's a lady in our church who wrote a book called 100 Wonders. And it was a fantastic book written. And she takes it through all the different sciences. And she talks about all the incredible wonders that we can learn through science that show the wonders of God. And I love things in which we can find out there are universal truths. There are things that we can find out that are very true. But we can also know things that aren't scientific as well. You know, we can know things like concepts like beauty and love and joy. And of course, mushrooms are gross. How can we know these things? How do we know things? There's different ways of knowing. We can use logic and reason to know. We can use perception, intuition, memory, experience, language, faith. There's each of these help us apprehend and understand a whole lot of different things. Knowing what love is different than knowing the mechanics of an engine. And so we know differently. Love is more than knowing facts and more than just using logic. Spiritual knowing is the same thing. It goes beyond human reasoning. It's not anti-reason, it's beyond it. So it's important that we understand that we know many different things through many different processes. So back to the question, do you know what I know? So what do I know? Okay, we're done. What do I know? Here we get to the heart of the message. The song that we just were reading the third verse about, do you know what I know? This song is a Christmas song that speaks to peace in our world. Ben last week shared the story of how the carol was written. And it was written actually during the Cold War, and it was written with the aspect of peace, of longing for peace in our world, but with the Christmas story intertwined. In this third verse, we see the shepherd boy tells the king that a child has been born, a very special child. And the song speaks to the hope that is the Christmas story. So using the different methods of knowing, what do I know? I know that we celebrate Christmas because we're celebrating the birth of the Christ child. That's what I know. I know we are celebrating the entry into the world of the hero in the redemption story. I know that the story of when God entered the world in human form, Jesus, Yeshua, he came into the world to forgive us of our sins, to set us free from evil, and to bring us back into relationship with God. This is what I know. In Luke 2, the angel spoke to the shepherds about this. It says this, I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. I know that good news has come, that the promise of God is fulfilled. I know that there's great joy for the whole world because the Savior has come. Do you know what I know? 1 John 5 says this, and we know that the Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding so that we can know the true God. And now we live in fellowship with the true God because we live in fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only true God, and he is eternal life. I know that through Jesus we can know God. Through Jesus we can have fellowship with him. Do you know what I know? In John 17, it says this, and this is the way to have eternal life, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, the one you sent. I know that Jesus is the way to eternal life. He has prepared a place for us. Do you know what I know? In 2 Corinthians 5, it says this, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun, and all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us the task of reconciliation, of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. I know that Christ has reconciled the world to himself. I know that our sins have been forgiven. Do you know what I know? Do you know it? This is what Christmas is all about, everybody. How do I know these things? I know them because I have encountered Jesus. I've experienced him. I've perceived him. I've reasoned through my study, and I've put my faith in him. And he has revealed himself to me in a number of ways. See, my faith is not it's a thoughtful faith. It is a thoughtful faith. But I also understand that God goes beyond my understanding and beyond my reason. This is my testimony. Do you know what I know? That's what this question is really all about. It's about our testimony. Do you know what I know? My testimony is I have encountered the living God who entered into human existence in the form of Jesus. He taught, he healed, he loved. He then died on the cross and took the sins of the world. But he rose again 3 days later, ascended into heaven, and his spirit dwells within me. Do you know what I know? You see, God invites all of us to know him personally, to know him intimately. Ephesians chapter 3 says this, I pray that you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep the love of Christ is. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be made complete with all the fullness that comes from God. Isn't that a good verse? I pray that for each and every one of us this morning, that we would know. We would know him and know his love. Do you apprehend it? Do you understand the incredible story of what Christmas is really all about? God's amazing love for you and for me. His love that goes beyond knowledge and understanding. Do you know him personally? Do you know what I know? Second Peter 1 says this, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. We receive so much blessing when we know Jesus, everything that we need. Do you know what I know? Do you know it? Do you know him? You see, as a church, this is why we gather. We gather because there's one that we know. There's one person that we know we have in common, that we put our faith in, that we put our trust in, that our lives surround in. And at Christmas time, we're reminded that he chose to enter into this world to be known. He revealed himself to us. And he revealed himself to us not only then, but he reveals himself to us today. Do you know what I know? What do we do with what we know? Well, the shepherd brought the news to the king. That's what he did. You know, mighty king, hey, do you know what I know? I think that's a good person to bring it to because the king has influence and can tell it. You see, in the final verse of this song, which next week's play is based on, says this, said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. You see, the king shares it with people everywhere. So what do we do with what we know? Let me encourage us this Christmas. Let's share this Christmas story. Let's tell people everywhere. Let's tell them about a Messiah that was born in a manger. Let's tell them that he wants to bring goodness to their lives. Let's tell them that he brings light into the dark areas of their lives. Let's tell them about a star pointing to hope, about a song of love sung over them, about a son of promise given to us as a gift. Let's tell them about Jesus, the Savior of the world. Do you know what I know? Listen. Listen to what I say. Let's share this good news. How's that sound? Christmas is a wonderful time of year. for us to take what we believe, our faith, and make it real by touching other people's lives all around us. Let's do that this Christmas season, amen? Lord Jesus, we thank you so much. You are so good and so faithful. You have done so much for us. You have revealed yourself to us so we can know the truth. All those Bible verses we just went through, Lord God, they speak of how when we know you, you change our lives. Lord, this wonderful news has been given to us. May we not just ask people, do you know what I know? But may we share what we know with them so they can share in the joy, in the celebration of what Christmas is truly all about. Amen.